This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Actually, I've always been this stupid. I don't know what to tell you. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Be involved in the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Matt Bellos join us. And, you know, in today's environment, where they're threatening to, you know, go to single-payer health care, which should scare the crud out of everybody. If you want to see how good single-payer health care works, no, come on, seriously. Now, I know there's people on both sides of the issue on this one, but if you really want to see how single-payer health care works, right, check out the VA. For decades, they haven't been able to get this thing under control. Years. And it's so wrong. You've got men and women who stepped in front of bullets for us and other people to have the freedoms to enjoy what we're enjoying today. But you got men and women that are out there doing that. They basically put their lives on the line. And what happens? We leave them to die. We don't give them the medical care that they need. It ain't right. It's just not right to do that to them. So if you want to see single-payer health care, you want to watch Americans die by the tens of thousands, people not get the health care, and don't give me this stuff. Talk to people who really were involved in it. Talk to people who really were part of a Canadian health care. Why do people come here from all over the planet to get fixed? That doesn't sound right. No, really. Why? I'll tell you why. Because we have the best medical services in the country. I mean, on the planet, really. You have heads of state that come here to get taken care of. I'm still trying to figure out how that translates, if you would. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved with us, that you're doing something more than nothing. Really. So, look at people. You're hearing it all over. It's like Karen Carter. Actually, let me use her full name so I get in trouble. Karen Carter Peterson, chairperson of Louisiana's Democrat Party, openly said that she supports gun confiscation. But they believe in the Constitution. Right? This stuff just totally floors me. Kind of like a little rapid fire stuff I'm doing here. Democrats no longer promising to raise taxes immediately after the election. They're gonna wait a little while. I'm just loving this. And there's more companies moving out of the country. Right? You got the Daily Wire now is gonna move its headquarters. This is Ben Shapiro from Los Angeles to Nashville. Right? You know, California, people used to want to come here and stay here because of the weather. Weather's great. I mean, you can't. The first year I moved to California, I moved here from Boston, so But the first year I was in California. I think I moved here end of the summer. Nah. Close to the holidays. And I thought it would be fun to call home while swimming in the pool at Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? And it was fun. I mean, I say it was fun. You know what I mean by that. It was fun because I was like, hey, this is cool. Look at me. And it got pretty, pretty. You could drive down the coast. My mom was here, been here several times. And I drove her up and down the coast, and she said it reminded her of Italy or the coast of Italy. Beautiful coast, beautiful homes. And, you know, the cost of homes is out of control. But then the left got total control of the state. You want to know what this country will look like if the left gets control? Just look at California. We're unmanageable debt. We can't pay. They say we have the fifth largest economy. Yeah, but we have the first largest debt load. Right? This is nuts. And then they're constantly stealing tax money from us. You probably see that all over the country. I get it. But in California, the uniqueness of California is the uniqueness of the Democrat Party. In this state, they're like a bunch of locusts. Everything they touch shrivels up and dies. And some of you know that Katie Hill, the disgraced congresswoman that had to resign, you know, she is the person trying to fill her seat. Actually, I shouldn't say that. The Republican that filled her seat, Congressman Mike Garcia, he has also brought a new breath and a new energy to the party. And a real energy to the party. But the Democrat person running for his seat, Christy Smith, she's the one that defends and went for AB5, the bill that took jobs away from Uber driver. Actually, the real way to say it is the person who took jobs away from single women who had kids who were trying to make extra money. I know several of them. Why would you do that? You're a woman. Why would you hurt other women? Just trying to make ends meet. Now, she's invited to come on the show, so we're clear. She can defend this anytime she wants to, but she won't come on. I'm not one of those fluff guys that she actually goes out to, the Dem-friendly shows. I want her to answer some of these questions. Taking parental choice away. She doesn't believe in charter schools. Now, she'll say she does, but her legislation, the way she speaks, is totally different. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCA Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
That's kind of good scrolling music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate it. Look, I know there's a bunch of other stations, a bunch of other things you could be doing, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it. I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I say, look, thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for taking the time you take to be here with me, to spend time with me. And I know there's a bunch of other places you'd rather be or you could be. So, again, just really, really, really thank you for being with us. All right. This is great. California Superior Court has set a date for the trial in a case against Gavin Newsom. The trial begins at 9 o'clock on October 21st at Superior Court. The case of Gallagher and Kylie versus Newsom, right? It's about these unlawful orders that he keeps putting forward, right? And where he's almost acting like a dictator. There's no checks and balances for him because the Democrats, you know, for those of you in California that are listening to the show, well, why can you not admit? It's the Democratic legislature, 31, maybe more by now, 31 bills have been put forward to pull Newsom's power back. And I tell you what, I got a couple of friends up there. One of them told me that they gave Newsom this power to do this, but it was only temporary. Well, unless it actually has a date on it that it runs out, it's not temporary. It's permanent. Because there isn't a Democrat out there, a group, a large enough group anyway, that has the cojones to pull this away from him. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's no checks and balances for this man. It is truly and honestly out of control. Got more people screaming about getting rid of the Electoral College. People who are ignorant really don't know what it stands for. If you're not for the Electoral College, I need to post it again. I made it so simple, stupid, that if you can't figure it out, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. No joke. You know, oh, here we go. That's exciting. When you talk about, when we talk about what's going on in the healthcare world. I was on that rant before we went to break. And when you talk about healthcare and really what it means for people, a lot of people just need a place to go for basic checkups, you know, basic things like that. Have their eyes checked, make sure they're, you know, they don't have a virus of some kind, for lack of a better term, sorry. And there's so many options available. And I'll tell you what, I got to give credit where credit's due. A congressman I used to know who's not in office anymore had suggested at one point in time that maybe for all basic medicine, basic, really basic stuff, quick checkups, if you need drugs for something, whatever, I don't know because I'm not a sickly person, so I don't know. Not that you are, but I'm not running to the doctor every month because I got another ailment or something wrong with me. But when you look at this stuff, he said we should have a deal with almost like their own HMO to have Walmart, you know, give certain vaccinations, certain kind of checkups, allow them to administer certain kind of drugs, that kind of thing, on the government dime. Now, I didn't think it was a bad idea. When I looked at the numbers, it didn't look bad at all. Because there's a Walmart within either a simple bus drive or a walk pretty much in every major city in the country. And some of you can say, oh, what about the doctors? Well, look it, the doctors will be there for the bigger things. Remember, I keep saying simple stuff. Quick checkup. Once look over. Stitches maybe. I don't know. The really simple things that most people, you know, either can't afford, don't have the extra money for, or what have you. Why would that be such a bad idea? Somebody has to explain that to me. Why that would be so terrible. All right. Back to the Hooters kid. No, I'm just joking. John MacArthur. Again, the LA, this is the church in the Los Angeles area that refuses to give up. And God bless somebody's doing it, because there ain't many there are. Los Angeles asked court to hold church in contempt for hugging, singing, and laughing at the health department regulations. Right? Now, LA County is the one that's been asking. Grace Community Church has been told no more, you know, they can't have indoor services, they can't sing, they can't worship. John MacArthur has held strong and he said, look, my Bible tells me I have to get together, I have to worship. So he's holding the services anyway. Now, during Sunday's sermon, MacArthur read a lengthy list of rules and regulations that churches are required to follow according to the LA County Health Department. Now, at the beginning, Pastor John MacArthur listed out requirements from the health department protocol. County health official Benjamin Mock wrote that the attendees responded to some of the restrictions by laughing. Oh, the horror of the whole thing. They actually laughed at stupid things? I mean, some of this stuff makes absolutely no sense. We had to wear masks at first so they wouldn't spread to each other, right? Then we had to wear masks and go 6 feet so we wouldn't hurt each other. And you look at what's going on. I mean, again, you look at what's going on out there. You've got medicine on both sides of the issues of masks. You've got medicine on both sides of the issues of the six-foot rule. So what science are we believing? Really? During the service, the attendees sang two hymns, Mark wrote in a court document. I also observed attendees hugging and shaking hands. Okay, none of that. They want people, look, if this was really about COVID, if this was really about staying safe during COVID, and I know some of you can get mad at me, the supermarkets be closed. You're up close and personal to people. You're touching fruit boxes, bottles. That other people, you don't pick up, you don't order them, or you don't buy them, you're paying for them. Other people come in and touch the same things. You might have six or seven people, eight people touch the same thing. The other thing, I don't know much, if you guys know more about this than I do, help me out. In California, plastic utensils only. Right? So you can throw them away, you don't have a problem. At least that's what they say they do. I'm not so sure it's true. Really. How many... I won't go there. I'll be nice. Plastic utensils. Plastic straws. I mean, all this plastic stuff that we were supposed to keep from going in the ocean. So where's it going now during COVID? It's not going in the ocean? I'm just curious. I don't know. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The
Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anybody know what today is? Come on, I'm waiting. Chat room, you don't know what today is, do you? You're all sleeping. Today is Constitution Day. Really that simple. Come on. Right? Or Citizen Day. That's what they really call it at times. Right? It used to be observed the third Sunday in May. It recognizes the adoption of the United States Constitution and those who have become U.S. citizens. Now, it's normally observed on September 17th. Right? It's the day the delegates to the convention or Constitutional Convention sign the actual document in Philadelphia. And some, you know, maybe this is something you could take a few minutes and discuss with your kids. Little kids. Got older kids, they're probably not interested. But seriously, sit down, just talk with them. Tell them what the representation of that means, why the Constitution is so important. You know? Really, it's not that hard. And the law was established to present... The present day holiday was created in 2004 with the passage of an amendment by Senator Robert Byrd. He had a stick in an omnibus spending bill. This is what I hate about this stuff. How about you just do a straight bill? No garbage thrown in there, no games played. You know, just that simple. So anyway, Constitution Day, explain it to one of your kids, talk to one of your kids about it, seriously. Don't let it go by without some kind of conversation. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have with me. Seriously, you need to have a clue about your health care.
All right, we're back at it again. Love it when I have this guy on. Because, you know, seriously, most people don't think about taking care of their bodies, what they have to do to take care of themselves until they got an ache or a pain. Then all of a sudden, it becomes a really big pain because you got to look at the wallet and see what's going on and hope to God that insurance that you've been paying for every month at a gazillion dollars a month is going to take care of your ailment. So I always love it when Matt Bellis comes on with me with Liberty Health Share because there are different ways to do this. You do have options in taking care of your body. Matt, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. I always appreciate being here. You're always so kind. Thank you, Joe.
Kind? Oh, my. Wait a minute. I got to get that on tape because nobody ever calls me kind, so that's cool. All right. So, Matt, I know that you're an older fella, but you, you know, I'm looking at the news stories right now, and they're talking about how the kids are moving back into the house with a mom and dad. I'm sure your dad, Dale, is more than happy to have you. You are living with part of that high number of living at home, right?
Oh, yes. We've decided to move myself, my wife, my three children, and our dog back into the basement of our father. So
yeah, there you go.
Yes, it's
funny because
very very happy about that.
These young kids that have gone to college, they've got these diplomas or these degrees or whatever you want to call them, because they're really not worth anything today for the moment. They spent all that money and now they're ending up having to move back in with mom and dad. They really don't have a job. They don't have a whole bunch of money coming in, and they're dependent on them for quite a bit. However, see, watch how I do this with Liberty HealthShare. They have the independence and liberty and what have you to take care of themselves the way they want to. Because a lot of people don't realize that when you're with a health share type of program, you can really call the shots with the doctor, with the hospital as to how you want yourself taken care of, right? And it's affordable. Don't forget that.
You're absolutely right. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, I feel for a lot of these parents and these kids who are having to move back into each other, because that's a dynamic that you have to really understand and deal with. And you've got these a real interesting way of having to deal with the basics, like who's getting the right health care, how are you taking care of things, and if you're in a situation where you need to add a family member or bring on people to a health care plan or start paying for your own, you really need to be conscious about how you're paying for these things, how you're going about these things, the flexibility that you need, the strength in what you're a part of, and all of those kinds of things. And really, it's going to be very difficult to find the best type of program or plan for those members of the family who need that flexibility in finding a doctor at a hospital and finding the right one and being able to do these things. You just need that level of movement within your life that you just can't get really anywhere else. And thankfully, with healthcare sharing, you have that movement, that freedom, that ability to be very flexible in how you deal with things. And the good news is it is rather cost conscious. So you're really hitting the nail on all the heads whenever you're joining Liberty Health Share.
No, it's true. And again, the biggest complaint you get, you know, I had to wait for this with my doctor. I had to wait for that. I only got 7.5 seconds with the doctor. I don't know how. But people I talk to, the emails I get from some people on Liberty Health Share will tell me point blank they love the fact that they have total. Now, listen, people, this is a true statement. You have total control on how, you know, you get to take care of your body, on how your treatment for whatever it is. I mean, obviously the doctor's not going to go in a different direction that's detrimental to you, but you get to spend more time with them. You know, Matt and I on a regular basis joke about doctors practicing insurance and not medicine. You don't know how true that is. They have a... I'm going to take a poke at the IRS. It's almost like the IRS agent. You get the phone, right? And you call and you say, look, I've got this issue. What should I do? They look up in front of them. Well, it's on the computer now. And they type that in and they go by the book. In other words, this is what you have to do before you can do this. The doctors are doing the same thing. Before an insurance company will pay them for certain procedures, certain processes, they have to go by what the insurance company says to do as a procedure. And that could take quite some time after a while. With Liberty HealthShare, right, and you have a book that's like 4.5 inches thick on what doctor they can go to, right?
We try to keep it as easy as possible. So, not 4.5 inches thick. It's actually the entire phone book, actually. go find a doctor and chat with them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it with people. You know, a lot of times they're looking for that doctor that's quote unquote in network. I mean, with Liberty HealthShare, they're all in network, aren't they? In essence,
that's right. Well, primarily because we don't have a network. We are open. If you're somebody who is out there, wants to stay with your doctor or your particular hospital, or you don't want to ruin that relationship, it really does behoove you to really look at Liberty HealthShare as an option for you and your family, because, you know, we don't have a network in which you have to abide by. That's not what freedom or liberty is all about. We want you to be open to explore, to be able to visit the doctor and hospital of your choice. And as long as your doctor and hospital is good with you as a healthcare sharing ministry member, then we're okay with it as well. We're not going to put those restrictions on you. And so that begs the question, do doctors and hospitals take this? Look at this, Joe. I'm doing your job. What's going on?
So are you saying that if I want to keep my doctor, I can actually keep my doctor if I switch to Liberty Health Share?
You can keep your doctor, absolutely. If you want to go to a doctor that you're comfortable with, and he's good with you, then keep it going. We don't want to stop that relationship. But that's the freedom. That's the whole point behind Liberty Health Share. We're trying to set people free in the realm of healthcare in confines of their conscience and how they want to live their life in a community of people who are mutually benefiting from one another and who are working together voluntarily to support each other in times of need. It really does change the entire mindset of healthcare when you start talking about these things because it's important. It really does change the nature of how individuals access their healthcare and how doctors approach healthcare as well because they're dealing with the patient. They're not practicing insurance. They're dealing in healthcare again.
Yeah, well, the way you laid that out is perfect because two things. One is, you're right, when they sit down with you and they're listening to you, they do not have to worry about what the insurance company is going to accept or not accept. They can actually listen to you and work together with you and not together with a third partner, you know, you and the insurance company to figure out how they're going to take care of you. But that comes back to that self-pay term that you like so much. That's really what gives you the freedom. I mean, any doctor will take money. Any doctor is willing to take, you know, to be paid for their services. That'd be really cool. So that's kind of back to that and saying that, look, it's not just who will take it. They'll take the money. It's just a different way. It's a different way the process goes down from a quote unquote insurance company. And I think that's where people have to understand, you know, we don't use horses and buggies anymore. All right, so there are now better ways to help you take care of your body. Go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Okay, we're back. Hopefully you are, too.
No, we're not back. Don't you love when it does that? I hate when it does that myself. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. A lot more with Matt Bellis right after this.
Ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Back. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know what? Let's just get started with it. How's that?
Okay, we're back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Bocini, your host. You'll sit in Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Matt Bellis with Liberty Health Share is on the line with me. And, again, we're talking about the truth is, you can have a say. I know this sounds so weird. You can actually have a say in how you're taken care of by the doctor, by the hospital, and so on. You are not bound by the insurance company. It's really funny. A lot of you guys that listen to the show, I perceive, I would hope, have a decent IQ level. And here you are paying this company every month, and they're dictating to you, giving them your money to take care of you, and then they're going to dictate to you how they're going to take care of you with your money. I don't know. That sounds a little nuts to me, but I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time. Matt Bellis joins me at Liberty Health here. Matt, thanks for being with me.
You're the smartest guy to me, Joe.
Well, hopefully I'm not the smartest guy on this call, then we're both in trouble. So we were talking about, it is a different paradigm for people, right? I mean, and seriously, we are all used to just cutting that one check every month or having to take it out of our paycheck, been like that for decades, and hope to God that we're covered when we need it for that moment, when in reality, under Liberty HealthShare, that's not how it works at all. It's not hoping to God that we're covered. It's not checking a book that's 7.5 inches thick to find out if that's an acceptable procedure. It's totally different, isn't it?
It really is. And we as an organization within Liberty HealthShare, we recognize that this is a completely different way of taking care of your health care, or at least approaching your health care. Now, if that's not outside the realm of what you would normally do, it really just is outside the realm of what we have been conditioned to do. Because we think about healthcare in the ways of insurance. It's tied to our workplace. It's a government program. It's third-party pay. I pay this premium. It goes to a facility somewhere, somehow, some way. And they get to dictate what I can do for healthcare, what I can have, what doctor I can visit, and what type of procedures I can have. So really, we've been overly conditioned with this whole idea of how we do modern healthcare. And Liberty HealthShare just does away with that in total. Because we are a group of self-pay or private pay individuals who have gathered together to share in each other's medical expenses. And we do so without the advent of any government program or third-party insurance or anything like that. It's what you would normally do if ever you had a situation that was unexpected and unaffordable. It would be your friends and your family and your coworkers and your community that would come together to share in your actual need of health care. And that sounds outside the realm of what we, again, are conditioned with, but that's the best way that we have found to really do two basic things: increase the access of healthcare and decrease the cost of healthcare. Once you start having individuals in charge of their healthcare again, you start to see the cost curve of healthcare go down. Once you open up the freedom people have to visit the doctor and hospital of your choice, that access goes up. So you change that whole dynamic, that whole methodology, and people are able to take on that freedom again and that responsibility of their health care, and they wouldn't have it any other way. So, frankly, if you're somebody out there that sounds like this is intriguing enough, you got to come and join us.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And I love this. Look, talking about being one of the old folks who used to do things a certain way, you don't really have to visit the doctor anymore that often. There's this term they're throwing around called telehealth. And when I first heard it, I was kind of petrified, thinking, you mean I've got to take my smartphone and take pictures of stuff I may not want to take? I mean, how does this work? What is telehealth?
Well, the reason why Liberty HealthShare has been embracing the idea of telehealth in the marketplace is because it changes, again, that dynamic of how people access healthcare and frees us up. And basically, a lot of people have utilized functions like FaceTime, or gone through a Zoom meeting with their company now, having to do with COVID and working from home. And what we're saying is, within Liberty HealthShare and other people, that there is an immense amount of freedom when you're actually able to utilize tools such as telehealth. Now, is telehealth there for every instance in healthcare? Absolutely not. But can it take care of a large percentage of your healthcare needs and how you access it? Absolutely. Because what telehealth does is it gives you one-on-one doctor-to-patient relationship where you can really talk about what's ailing you or following up with your doctor about how you're progressing in your actual health. There are other tools out there that help take blood pressure, and there are clinics that utilize telehealth at the same time where they're making sure your vitals are good. A lot of doctors are embracing this because they're able to see more patients during a specific time. The cost of telehealth is actually lower than what you would do going to a brick-and-mortar doctor's office. So, again, is it for every single doctor visit and ailment? No. doesn't take care of those things where basically you'll walk away from the doctor and you feel like, well, that could have been a phone call. You know, you take off a half a day of work, you go to the doctor's office, you talk to the nurse, they look at you and they say, okay, the doctor will be in. And then you wait again in a smaller waiting room, and then you go to the back office, and then the doctor talks to you about how you're progressing, and then you say thanks, and then you leave, and you get a big giant bill.
Yeah.
And you start to realize there's got to be a better way, and that's what telehealth has done, and that's why Liberty HealthShare has really embraced it.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed that, you know, waiting for the doctor before, you know, I get there on time, I have to wait for him, I have to go to another waiting room, go into the room, wait for him, right? And then he's looking at a chart, got somebody else's chart in my hand, it's like, okay, you know what, I bet I'm done. I'm done with this, you know? But... It is though for all intents and purposes, and I told you that the most amount of emails I get about Liberty HealthShare secondarily is terminologies. They don't really understand terminologies because, to my point in the beginning of the conversation, we are so used to sitting at the table, cutting the check, or having to take it out of your paycheck, and then you're waiting on the doctor. Well, actually, you're waiting on the nurse or the administrator at the doctor's office to tell you if you're covered. You know, so many times in the past, I've wanted to say, I write you a check every month. What do you mean, am I covered? Yes. Tell you what. The fact that you've cashed all my checks, I'm covered. Okay? That's how it works. But with Liberty HealthShare, you truly do have the opportunity, if you would, or you have the right to sit there and go through what the process is going to be for real and not worry about some book that says you can only do this. But I don't have much of a clue. You have a bigger clue. But where can people find out more about Liberty HealthShare?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org. LibertyHealthShare.org. They can also give us a call at 855-585-4237, or again, LibertyHealthShare.org.
Matt, always a pleasure. And I mean that because, you know, again, you break it down. It's easy to understand terminology, people. You don't have to be, you don't have to have a 2-year degree in insurance ease. It's really simple. Go read, do a little reading, won't kill you. Do a little reading, find out more. It's your body. It's important in today's day and age. You want to make sure that you're strong, that you've got a strong immune system, and that you're taking care of yourself. Matt, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Joe.
It is always a pleasure. It is always a pleasure to have him. And I do appreciate the time he spent. Look, you know, when you talk about this, kind of thing, as some of you are getting older, and some of you maybe you're real young listening to the show, and you're not used to this. Not something you really had to deal with. Maybe your parents are around or not around or whatever. You know, check them out. Just head over. LibertyHealthShare.com. LibertyHealthShare.com. A little reading you might have to do, or you can call them direct. But the difference between dictating, if you would, how your body's taken care of, how you get your health care taken care of, is totally different than being at the mercy of the doctors. And you, come on, you are at their mercy. There's no way around it. They do what they want to do. They tell you how or how they're going to do. And you just have to deal with it from there. All right, we'll close up with this one, this fun one. I alluded to it earlier. The Florida dad that defended his fifth-grade son for wearing a Hooters mask to school. Now, they sent him home. They said the mask was totally inappropriate. I mean, think about this. The same school that would be teaching specific or very explicit sex ed has a problem with the Hooters mask. Now, I don't think it's appropriate either. Don't get me wrong. But isn't that kind of a double standard? Just asking. Ian Golba has won the controversial mask. Worn the controversial mask to Sunset Park Elementary School. Since the school started, so he's been wearing it for 30 days already. So I wore it, and she said it was not appropriate for school. Ian told the newspaper. I asked her why, and she said, if you really want to know, go ask the principal. This is what I was going off earlier. You know, we're not supposed to over-sexualize these girls, not look at them as sexual objects, but what do we turn them into? Right? Wear it as skin tight as you want. Don't wear it at all. And so forth. All the stuff we talk about on the show on a regular basis is quite questionable when it comes to these kind of things. Nobody seems to have a problem with it. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, the time that you've spent with us. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.